Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Share. We are learning L'Idui Nishmasa and L'Zeichu Nishmasa, Miriam Frun, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May our Neshama have a continuous aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. So, who would have imagined when we learned last Wednesday night, Erev Lag BaOmer, what the next day would bring? Nobody could have fathomed. And the horror and the tragedy, the events that would unfold in Meiron on the hill of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the pain, the searing pain that all of Knesset Yisrael feels during this time since and ongoing. I'm actually going to begin by quoting, I thank Chana Foxman for posting this on the Michal Sha'ari Share Chat. That's what it's called. That's just the title. I didn't make it. But I'm very careful when I quote my sources, and I actually reached out to Risa Rotman from Har Nof. Risa Rotman, I came to know her after I read her book. Her husband, Ha'awi Chaim Rotman, Hashem Yukom Damo, was killed in the Har Nof attack. So the reason I reached out to her was to verify that if this post was actually correct, because so much goes around online, you don't know what's correct and what's not correct. So before I quoted it, I wanted to know if it was actually accurate. So she said she knows Sue. It was posted by Rebbetzin Sue Koltai. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, Koltai. She is the mother of Ozzy Koltai, the 13-year-old who perished in Meiron. The post was forwarded as she wrote this on a Har Nof email list. So I reached out to Risa, I forwarded to her, I said, is this accurate? So Risa said she knows Sue. She was just at the Shiva house, Risa said, today, helping out with lunch. She said that on Friday morning, Rebbetzin Koltai was posting that she doesn't know where her son is. So Risa said that someone wrote this and sent it. She said, I know Sue. I was just at the house helping with our lunch. And someone sent it to Rebbetzin Koltai, and she posted it actually on the Har Nof chat, the mother of this boy who was Nifter. So I'm going to begin by reading this. New arrivals, it's called in the Yeshiva Shalmala. Someone sent me this, wrote Rebbetzin Koltai, and then posted it. In heaven, a great fire is roaring. Angels sway, and sages hold hands, and they dance. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Where is the king of the night, the great sage, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? He is shaking, he is shuddering, and he leaves the circle. Whoosh! At the entrance to heaven, a clamor. Nishamos start to fly inside. A yeshiva bachar, a singer from Mansi, a chasen, two little brothers, a young father, another young father, a grandfather, a 14-year-old boy and his 9-year-old brother. The fire in heaven sputters, the song dies down. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai rushes over and he embraces the nishamos. They blink in the light. The 45 souls look at one another, disoriented, confused, bewildered. Come with me, come, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Us? Say the Neshamas, yes, you. You the Yerushalmi, you the Litvak, you the grandfather, you the Ger Chassid, you the Skver, you the Mizrahi, you the Sephardi Jew, come with me. They follow him and they look down. They look down, down beyond the haze and the clouds. And they see a huge crowd stranded on a bleeding mountaintop. Why asks? Why ask? Asks the youngest, the neshama of the 9-year-old. But they know each one of them, they've accomplished their goals. They feel light, they feel whole. They see the completion of their tafkid. They all take hands. The Chafetz Chaim with the Berditchever, Avraham Avinu with David HaMelech, and Avram Daniel Ambon, Moshe Bergman, Yonasan Chavroni, Yedidia Chius, Eliyahu Kohn, Yossi Kohn, Simcha Bunim Diskin, Chen Daron, Moshe Mordechai, Yosef David Achad, Sharf, Yoshua and Moshe Natan Englander, Mordechai Yoel Fakta, Yedidia Asher Fogel, Elazar Geffner, Shragi Gestetner, Donnie Morris, Eliezer Mordechai Goldberg, Yosef Greenbaum, Eliezer Tzvi Joseph, Nachman Kirschbaum, Shmuel Tzvi Klagsbald, Menachem Nobowitz, Eliezer Yitzchak Koltai, his mother posted this, David Kraus, Shlomo Zalman Leibowitz, Yosef Yehuda Levy, Yishai Meulam, Moshe Levy, Yosef Masterov, Shimon Matlon, Chaim Rock, Yehuda Leib Rubin, Chaim Ozer Seller, Moshe Ben Shalom, Alkanan Shila, Chanoch Solad, Dov Steinmintz, Yaakov Achanan Strakovsky, Yosef Amram Tauber, Israel Tzadik, Moshe Tzarfati, and Menachem Asher Zakbach. And they join hands, and they all dance together. And these newly arrived neshamos, even as they rise to the greatest heights, they see all the way down to us who don't understand. They see down to us who are pained, who stumble, who don't know why or what has happened. They see those who keep themselves distant from their brothers, those who stray, and they sing, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva. But slowly, a new melody, composed just 10 years ago by one of those neshamos, is sung instead. Chamol, chamol, chamol al amecha. Rachem, rachem, rachem al nachlasecha. Chisana, chusana, Chassidus translation, pronunciation, chisana, kerov rachamecha. Compassion, compassion, have compassion on your nation. Mercy, mercy, have mercy on your portion. Chusana, please have pity on us. Kerov rachamecha, let your mercy be close. We have goodness and gladness and light up here, say the neshamos. But have mercy on your children down below. Chanenu, Aninu, call to of soul, call to of, and she signs her name, Sukoltai. Salvechuk says, quote, brought down in the Machzor Masar Sarav Yom Kippur, a Jewish doctor, an atheist, wrote a memoir of his experiences as an inmate in a concentration camp in Latvia. The daily schedule required the inmates to wake up at 4:30. To perform back-breaking work for 14 hours daily in sub-zero temperatures, wearing threadbare clothing. The work itself was useless. It was designed merely to exhaust the inmates. Many left to work, never to return. Those who did survive each exhausting day of slave labor were forced to stand in line at the gate upon arrival, upon return to the concentration camp, where doctors stood at the entrance and examined them. Those deemed too unhealthy to continue working were sent to the gas chambers and crematoria. One can only imagine the thoughts that went through the minds of those who passed through this daily inspection, having averted a death sentence, yet to meet another day of grueling labor. And in his memoir, this Jewish doctor, an atheist, wrote of a group of yeshiva students, along with their Rosh Yeshiva, followers of the Musar school of Novardak, who were imprisoned along with him. At night, upon return to the barracks, these yeshiva students would sit down with their Rosh Yeshiva, and they would recite Tehillim. Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Karasicha Hashem, a song of ascent from the depth, I call out to you, God Hashem Shema Bakoli. Tienos Necha Kashuo Sokol Tachununai. Do you hear our voices? Pay attention, let your ear hear our imploring you. Witnessing this scene, the atheist doctor wrote in his memoirs, he would have given up his very life to have the faith to recite Tehillim under such circumstances. Concludes Rabbi Soloveitchik, the uniqueness of the Jew is the ability to perceive God's presence even in terrible conditions. I will repeat that last sentence again, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. The uniqueness of the Jew is the ability to perceive God's presence, even in terrible conditions. Someone sent me a two-minute video clip of one of the fathers who lost two boys. Didn't say his name. There were two families that lost two boys. It was a Hebrew language. It was in Ivrit with the news. It was only 2 minutes. Maybe some of you saw it. And he said that over Shabbat, he was in the hospital, he was injured. He said he was only davening for one thing. said Hashem, please don't take away my emunah. Please leave me my emunah. The atheist doctor wrote he would have given his very life to have the faith to recite Tehillim under such circumstances. Comments of Salvechik, the uniqueness of the Jew is the ability to perceive God's presence even in terrible conditions. Rav Yisrael Meir Lauschthita, in his book Out of the Depths, writes of an encounter between his brother Naftali and the Ger Rebbe of Avram Mordechai Alter, also known as the Imre Emes, after his famous work. The Imre Emes was born in Poland. He visited Eretz Israel 6 times before the war, and in 1940 he escaped from the Nazis with 3 of his sons and he settled in Jerusalem. He established several yeshivos, the Yeshiva Chidushei Harim in Tel Aviv, the Yeshiva Sfas Emes. When Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Lulek and his brother Tulek were brought to Eretz Yisrael after the Shoah, they survived. It was 1945. And they had, this is brought down out of the depths, page 110 through 112. And someone was taking them around. They went to Jerusalem. And the rabbi wanted to speak with Naftali. Rabbi Alter invited my brother to have dinner with him so they could talk. The Imre Emes, Rav Avram Mordechai Alter, Zatzal, the Ger Rebbe. Naftali was to retell the story of that night many times. The rabbi pleaded with Naftali, the survivor, to eat heartily, while he himself ate little and in silence. Afterwards, the rabbi signaled to Naftali to follow him out onto the street. They strode without speaking down several Jerusalem streets. Occasionally, the rabbi would fix Naftali with a penetrating stare and continued his hurried pace. They kept crossing the street back and forth. Suddenly, the rabbi stopped. He grabbed Naftali and he said urgently, "Did you see it?" An astonished Naftali said, "What?" The rabbi continued as if it should have been obvious. The smoke rising from the chimneys. Naftali was shocked and he gave a positive reply, but the rabbi did not relent. "You saw the burning with your own eyes?" he pressed. And Naftali once again answered, "Yes." The rabbi turned around and swooped swiftly back up the street, his body bent slightly forward. The rabbi, who had lost his wife and children to the gas chambers, was lost in thought. They walked in silence, and then the rabbi shook Naftali at the street corner, and he said in Yiddish, "Are you sure you saw the chimneys?" Again, Naftali gave confirmation. But the rabbi continued to probe. "Did you see the smoke rising from the chimneys? Did it burn? Or is what you saw with your eyes just a building with a chimney?" Naftali said, "Yes, I saw the smoke. And I saw what they put into the crematory to make the smoke come out," he said, choking back tears. The rabbi placed his hand on Naftali's shoulder and then he said, "And did you see the Holy One, blessed be He, beside you?" This was one question Naftali could not answer, and they fell silent once more. It was a night Naftali never forgot. Did you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there beside you? I'm going to screen share. I prepared a source sheet for this, and I think it's going to be easier if I could just find it. One second, I have to find where it is, okay? So we're all astonished, shocked, pained, don't have words, grieving. Rav Salvechik says, the religion, could you see my screen? Thank you. Yeah? Should I make it bigger? Wait, what is my computer doing? Okay, everyone, just a minute. Okay. Here we go. Rav Salvechik says, the religious experience does not always free man from care and pain. as many religious leaders assert. The religious experience does not always free man from care and from pain, as many religious leaders assert. The believer is not always without sorrow. He is not always at peace with himself, and he is not always at peace with the world. To be an Eved Hashem, to be a believing Jew, to be a religiously observant Jew, to say Nasa V'Nishma at Har Sinai, call Asher Diber Hashem, doesn't always mean that we will be free from pain. It does not always mean we won't have sorrow. It doesn't always mean we will be at peace with ourselves and the world. Quite often, we find him quite often torn by inner conflicts and doubt. Quite often, we find the believer groping in the dark, wrestling with his own conscience and convictions. Please don't let me lose my emunah, the father said. And I saw another video clip from the Shiva House in Mansi. There were four mourners sitting in the front by the chairs. The Shiva House was very full, and the Ganze Olam was singing Ani Mamin. And I told Risa today that I said, I just quoted you from your book in the morning, because when that father said, he davened to Hashem, just leave me my emuna, Risa writes in her book, that maybe you remember, I've said it before, that she says after the Pikua, she davens Hashem, just don't let me become bitter. We quite often find men torn by inner conflict and doubt. And if you're any sort of human being, you say, how could this have happened? Why did this happen? What happened? But all that is futile. Haval, havalim, hakol haval. The only thing we can say is, what can we learn? What can we do? How can we be better? We wrestle with our own conscience. We wrestle with convictions. The transcendental experience weighs heavily upon man. He tries to cast it off. He wants to rid himself of that great burden under whose impact he walks humbly and slavishly. Slavish means a submissive manner. And often he is committed to duties that he dislikes. You know, it was interesting. I was away for Shabbos, my first Shabbos away since before COVID. Sign that at least in our country, in Eretz Yisrael as well, life is going back to normal a little bit after COVID. You had to either be doubly vaccinated or present a negative PCR. Okay, small group. It wasn't large. But someone was talking about how to know when you're doing your tafkin and when to know you're doing too much. So someone else said that she once asked her rabbi, and the rabbi said, if you're doing what you think is your tafkid, but you're not enjoying it, then that's not your tafkid. I don't know if I necessarily, that's fine, that was her das Torah. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I don't know if you always enjoy, in the classic way that we understand the word, doing your tafkid. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's painful. I don't know if people necessarily enjoy pain. Sometimes it causes great exertion to do your tafkid. Doesn't mean you should stop doing it. This is the tafkid your Baruch Shalom gave Knesset Yisrael. Sometimes our tafkid is painful. The religious experience does not always free man from care and pain. The believer is not always without sorrow. He is not always at peace with himself and the world. He has inner conflicts. He has doubts. He gropes in the dark. He wrestles with his own conscience and convictions. The transcendental experience weighs heavily upon him. He tries to cast it off. He wants to rid himself of the burden, yet he walks humbly and slavishly in a submissive manner, committed to duties that he dislikes. Someone else sent me, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, a 6-minute video clip of Miriam Peretz being Menachem Aval, one of the families who had lost their father. A teenage boy, a teenage preteen girl, and two very young boys, and she was speaking with them. She said, it's okay to be besimcha. Your father would want you to be besimcha. She said, it's also okay to cry. Often there are restraints and sacrifices that he may resent. Often man feels he is unable to lift his head in full dignity and to regain his freedom and independence of living. To be religious is not to be confused with living at ease. So I don't think that fulfilling your tafkid always means you're going to be happy. I didn't say anything, but I don't know that that's necessarily correct. Sometimes one's tafkid does not make you feel happy in the traditional sense that we use happy and enjoy. But if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us, even when it's inexplicable and pain felt. I sat at the supper table. I woke up last night at 3 a.m. and I was up for a couple of hours. Doesn't usually happen, but I said, couldn't stop thinking about my Ron. So my daughter, Kanaina, her 12th grader, she said, you know how amazing that is? She says, you can't sleep because of strangers. She says, do you know what that means about Knesset Yisrael? How connected we are to each other? To be religious should not be confused with living at ease. Who said that to be an Eved Hashem is always full of happy times? To be religious is not to be confused with unruffled calmness and inner peace. On the contrary, in times of turbulence, the religious life is fraught with emotional strife. Miriam said to these young children, she was holding the hands of the girls, and in her way, she has such a radiant smile. And she said, the first kiddush without Abba, you'll cry. On the second one, you'll cry, and it's okay to cry. But then you'll smile, and then you'll have simcha, and Abba would want you to go on with simcha. She said, it's okay to cry, and it's also okay to smile. The religious life is fraught with emotional strife. Don't you think it's unbelievable that the same God who takes the Kedoshim is the same God who is praised when the mourners recite Kaddish? Instead of divorcing the Ribbono Shel Olam in times of emotional strife, return to God and say, may His great name be blessed. On the contrary, the religious life is fraught with emotional strife, with intellectual tensions. What does intellectual tensions mean? One second, I'm just going to get a paper from the other room. Sorry about that. The Medrash tells us, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Vayera, Parsha Nun Vav, Siman Yud. After the Akedah, when Avram does not shecht his son, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lefanav, Avram said before Hashem, Ribon HaOlamim, Master of all worlds, B'shasha Maratzili Kachnas Binchas Yechidcha. At the time when you told me, take your son, your only one, the one you love, as Yitzchak, and bring him up as an Ola, Hayali Mala Hashiv. I had a good question. I could have talked back to you. I had answers for you. Why? There's intellectual tension here, God. Because as small Amarta, because yesterday you told me, not literally yesterday, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. You told me I will build a nation. I will have seed. My progeny will come from Yitzchak. Va'achshav, and now you tell me I should shecht him. Kachnes pinchas yichicha sharhaftos Yitzchak v'lechal arsa maria achadur meshecha v'aleu sham l'ola. Which is it? V'chas v'shalom. Lo asisi kein. Elo kavashti rachamai la'asos ritzonecha. The Jew conquers his mercy at times to do your will, God. I didn't understand. Because yesterday you told me one thing and today you're telling me something else. So there's emotional strife. There's intellectual tension. It ravels and frays the harmony of man. Zu Torah v'zu Schora. Said the Malach HaHasharis and Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was being murdered, Brachos, Samach, Aleph, Beis. And they're scraping his flesh with metal combs, and he's in the throes of death. and the angels say, Zu Torah, Zu Torah. And you look at the Meiron Niftarim and their families. And like the angels, you might want to say, Ribono Sha'olam Zu Torah V'Zu Zchorah, Master of the world, this is Torah, and this is reward. We are fraught with emotional strife, with intellectual tensions which ravel and fray the harmony of man. The religious experience not only warms, but also chills with horror. I'll show you also the picture of Donnie Morris 15 minutes before his neshama went up to the next world. The religious experience not only warms, but at times it chills with horror, but we don't abandon God. The religious is not only swayed by joy, but we are also swayed by sadness and pain. My daughter was just telling me tonight that one of the teachers said to them, and I like this very much, that a person's nisayon and a person's pain is a person's pain. And when a person is suffering, they don't need to say, well, at least I don't have cancer. They're allowed to say, this is very difficult. This is very painful. This is the nisayon the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to me. Yes, could it always be worse? Presumably it could always be worse. But that doesn't negate the pain that you're feeling right now. And a person is entitled to feel that pain. The religious experience not only warms, but also chills with horror. The religious, meaning the religious man, is not only swayed by joy. You know what, at times we're swayed by sadness and we're swayed by pain. And if we negate that and write it off, then something's wrong. There are days of joy and days of pain. There are times of happiness and times of mourning. And the halacha has room for all emotions. All the modern theories about the healing function of religion see only one phase of the religious experience. The sublimated one, am I saying right? Sublime. The modern theories, the incorrect theories about the healing function of religion see one phase of the religious experience, the sublime one. However, at the primeval stage, the experience is marked by the chill and the rigor of the unknown. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Does anybody know the day of death? To be religious is to understand that our experience is marked by the chill and rigor of the unknown. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, with his master plan, knows. We don't know. And that unknown does lead to pain, to emotional strife, to terror. And we do not have to deny that we feel bereft. Only when man lives through that great encounter with the unknown in the night of doubt. I'm sure I'm not the only one who hasn't been sleeping. It's funny, because just before the shir, I was in another shir, just before the shir, I saw quickly on Yeshiva World News, Hagaon HaRav Baruch Dov Pivarsky burst into bitter tears. Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, Hagaon HaRav Baruch Pivarsky Shlita, spoke about the Meiron tragedy before shir on Sunday and broke into bitter tears. Before the shir, I want to tell you some of the thoughts of my heart, said the Rosh Yeshiva. I almost didn't sleep at all last night. I was plagued by the thought that Raina and Rechav HaRav Hirsch IV, the father and mother, are crying, the home of the Ben Shalom family who lost her son Moshe, Talmid of Panovich. Did they sleep? If they didn't sleep, I couldn't sleep. Finally, at 4 a.m., Gadol Hadar, I got up and I sat by the table to prepare today's shir. This is the Bachar who he's referring to as a Bachar in Panovich. Moshe Ben Shalom, Zichron Avrecha, 20 of Bnei Brak, Yeshivas Panovich. I was in Yeshiva on Leil Shabbos, and everyone passed by to say Good Shabbos. I don't know if you felt it, but I fell down. I couldn't manage to be happy. I'm a small person. Only when man lives through the great encounter with the unknown in the night of doubt, suffering incessant dread and depression, from that darkness, from that night of doubt, he can experience the daybreak of cheerful faith, full of promise of delivery and bliss. Moreover, in the very experience of doom and horror, there is an undertone of joy, because we know that Hashem afkam zos biosam be'eretz oyvehem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim ma'afer b'si itam lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim ma'afer b'si itam. And the Perech Avav in this week's Parasha B'chukosai. Rabban Shalom says that when we're in Galus, in the land of our enemies, by the way, everywhere is Galus today. Here we're in Galus in Chutzaritz, and Eretz Yisrael, they're also in Galus. It's just better Galus because it's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's in Galus. But Rabban Shalom says, Lo ma'astim, I will never utterly reject them. La'fer b'si, you will never annul the covenant with us, with our patriarchs. And so from the dread, from the depression, from the gloom, from the horror, from the intellectual tension and the emotional strife, you can experience the daybreak of a cheerful faith, because there is the promise of delivery and the promise of bliss. In the very experience of doom and horror, there is an undertone of joy. And that's what it means to be a Jew, to be a believing Jew. At the same time that we all are mourning, that we all are crying, that we all are astonished and pain-filled, at the same time, there's an undertone of joy in the hopeless pain of surrender, in the tragedy of wrestling with the mysterious Ish, a reference to Yaakov Avinu, who struggled with the mysterious Ish on the river Yabok, the contours of a great and joyful drama of existence are discernible. And every morning we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Shelo Asani Goy. We are part of a great and joyful drama, and that is our existence. And yes, it's fraught with pain and terror. And yes, we do not understand the ways of Hashem. And even Avram Avinu said, Hayali Mala Hashiv. I could have opened up my pisk to you. God, what are you doing? Because yesterday you told me one way, and today you tell me another way. Zu Torah. Vizus Chora, cried the Malachi Hasharis. Is this Torah? And is this its reward? The angel said. And maybe they were saying the same in Shemayim now. I don't know. Maybe we're saying the same. But what did Hashem answer the angels? Gzeira hi milfanai. It is a decree before me. Kablu hadas yomai. We must accept it. Not only, says the Ravs, do the heavens proclaim the glory of God, sometimes man encounters a seemingly unresponsive attitude on the part of the cosmic forces towards man. Sometimes we encounter a virus which takes apart the whole world. It seems to be that nature is unresponsive towards man. Nature is unresponsive to my needs and to my aspirations. Man may feel a grisly emptiness and a chilling cruelty that pervades the uncharted lanes of the universe. We may feel we're being tossed about, encumbering vast, endless distances, suggests the stillness, the darkness, the insensation of a being. He's describing the depths of a person's numbness, the depths of pain. Who could comprehend? The same father who said, Hashem, don't take away my emunah, he said that ma, the gematria 45, is a gematria ma. Ma means what? He said, what is what? Moshe and Aaron said about themselves, B'shalach perek tazayin. V'nachnu ma, what are we? Vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, what are we? We are nothing. Nature is cool, mechanical, and devoid of meaning. One cell goes awry, and the whole body goes berserk. Man searches for salvation. He is a tragic, comical figure, and he cries out to nature, which is mute, an insensible environment. Nature does not share his troubles and his suffering. In vast, dark stretches of empty space, matter is born, matter is destroyed, galaxies spring into being and disappear. It appears as if the firmament over our heads is like the color of terrible ice from Yecheskel. Man prays to the hidden God. There is a concept of God hiding his face from us. I'm not saying that was this time. But we do have such a concept. This week's parasha is the Klalos of Bichukosai. We have times that we certainly don't understand. We have times that are very difficult for us. We grapple with these times. We too daven to Hashem to strengthen our emuna. Man prays to the hidden God. Please reveal thyself to me. Show me a sign that you are here. Show me that the universe is not a desert where the accidental events reign supreme. Show me it's not a desert. Show me a sign you're here with me. Show me that accidental events do not reign supreme. Are you sure you saw the chimneys? Naftali gave his confirmation. Did you see the smoke rising? Did it burn? Naftali said, yes, I saw the smoke. I also saw what they put into the crematory to make the smoke come out. The rabbi placed his hand on Naftali's shoulder and he said, and there, did you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu beside you? So man prays to a hidden God, please reveal yourself to me. Show me a sign that you are here. Show me that the universe is not just a desert. Not always does he receive an answer to his fervent prayers. Some people, Alagba overnight, it's my understanding, a number of people told me could not reach their loved ones because cell phone service was down. Baruch Hashem, their loved ones were fine, and they spent that hour, they told me, crying and davening and tehillim, not knowing what was happening. And some could not reach their loved ones, and they were crying and davening. And the gezeira had been sealed. Man seeks nature. Man seeks God in nature. Sometimes he does not find him. Akumana shir shirim. Va'asovava ba'ir. I will get up. I will go out in the town. Bashvakim uberechovos. I will seek out in the shuk. I will look in the street. Avaksha esha ohava nafshi. I will seek that whom my soul loves. Bikashtiv. V'lo matzasiv. I seek him out, but I do not find him. Man many a time wonders whether God cares to intervene on his behalf. The tragic search for God, who hides his face, is a great undertaking of man, and it frequently ends in despair and resignation. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam answers our tefillos the way we want, and sometimes he does not. And us down here, even the malachim up there, apparently do not always understand. And we certainly do not always understand. I'm sure, like me, some of you watched the Levaya of Donnie Morris, and you saw his mother at the end of her hesped asking mechila of her son if she ever wronged him or didn't give him what he wanted, etc. I don't remember the exact words. And we all cried together. Even if you personally did not know the Niftarim, we are shocked. We are pained. We're one. From Bnei Brak to Argentina, to Montreal, to Muncie, to United States. I came across an article that quoted a Facebook post by an Israeli who went to be Menachem Aval at the home. But I like to try and find the source. So I was able to find it on Facebook, even though I'm not on Facebook. I actually found two, okay? One by Itamar Glazer from Tel Aviv. We'll go to the one by Yakir Asaraf. And I actually was able to like find this post in Ivrit. I saw an article referencing it in English. But despite our pain and our confusion, we do have joy underlying the pain. Because we remember how great our nation is. And we know the Ribbono Shel Olam will never abandon us. And we believe he has a master plan, even though we don't understand. Even sometimes the angels don't understand. One more word from you, said God to the angels, I will revert the world back to tohu vavohu. Quiet. Even Avraham Avinu said to God, it doesn't make sense. Because yesterday you told me through this child I will have seed. And today you told me to shecht him. Hayali mala hashiv. I could have spoken back to you, God. But I didn't. Yakira Asaraf wrote on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook. I found it. So I figured instead of doing the English, let's look at what he actually wrote. And we will see the greatness of Knesset Yisrael. And we will remember how proud we are. And Baruch Hashem, we'll say Shalom Asani Goy with so much kavana, because with all of the inner conflict and the emotional turmoil and the electional, intellectual strife, we are truly so grateful to be part of this Am HaNivchar. Yakir Asaraf. Yesh matzav shekiraga chiyoti et achad haregaim hamishu amatim bechayai. This situation is one of the most unbelievable experiences. I don't understand every single word. One second, I just want to make sure I translate it correctly, okay? It could be that I just experienced one of the most significant moments of my life. Ani karega yotze me hashiva bebeit mishpachat Englard. I just this minute left the Shiva house of Mishpachat Englard. Asher ivdu et shnei yiladehem. Ba'osan meron. Moshe Natan Neta, 14. Yoshua Englard, 9. If you know children of those ages, you appreciate how young 14 and 9. This family has two brothers. And he says, I just this minute left the Shiva house. They lost two sons in the Meron tragedy. Moshe Natan Neta, 14, and Yoshua, 9. V'halev shali pashut mufutzatz birigashut me'uravim. Why did Rav Soloveitchik say, at the same time you feel horror and pain and resignation and confusion, there's joy and cheer. And my heart is simply conflicted with all kinds of mixed emotions. Ha'einayim mila'ot dima'ot shel etzav. My eyes are filled with tears of sadness. Aval ha'lev mutzaf b'simcha. But my heart is bursting with joy. Kisha Omer va'ani. Omer, he went with his friend. Omer and I love shim b'jeans v't-shirt. Me and Omer, we're wearing jeans. Ma'or. Kisha Ma'or. His friend's name is Ma'or. Kisha Ma'or va'ani love shim b'jeans v't-shirt. Mar and I were wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Nichnasu lebeitam, we entered this house. Hayinu dai boltim b'nof ha-charedi. We really stood out in the Haredi crowd. Chelek meha'einayim nasu klapenu, a good portion of eyes looked towards us. V'shnei charedim maksimim, kamu yashar mimoshavam, and immediately two amazing maksim. Can't really translate into English. Two amazing Haredim got up right away from their seats. Vinasanu lanu, vinatanu lanu, lashavet mamash mul Menachem Mendel. They got up and they gave us seats, mamish, right in front of the father, Menachem Mendel, ha'av, the father. She'ibir et shnei banav, lefnei yamim bodedim. They gave us seats right in front of the avel, Menachem Mendel, who just lost his two sons. Who kalat otana bimabato, he captured us with his gaze. Uben rega hifsik et hadibur biyiddish, and he stopped speaking in Yiddish. Imsha'ar haminachim, with the other comforters. Upana elenu biivrit, and he turned to us in Ivrit. They were in jeans and t-shirts, and they're sitting right in front of this bereaved father in a room full of charedim. Kafanu migodal ha'me'amad. I want to make sure to translate that. I don't know what that means. It's not here. Ani sameach shabatam hu amar. He looked at us and he said, I'm happy you came. V'ha'einayim shalo rotevet midma'ot aval panav mikarnim ziv. La'edam moshech kikaron ar panav. His eyes were wet with tears, but his face was beaming, glowing with light. Matai kvar hayanu zochim lihipagesh atem va'ani. When would we ever have the opportunity, said the father, to meet you and me? Ma'ar va'ani mistaklim elav. Ma'ar and I are looking at him be'einayim notzatzot, with eyes that are sparkling. Ki'ilu malach midaber itanu, as if an angel is speaking with us. Teidu lachem shemasha koroi po zeh amet. You should know, said this father. What's happening here is the truth. This is the emes. This is how things should be. Atem va'ani koevim yachad, said the father to Ma'or and Yakir. You and I were in pain together. Ala ovdan hagadol, over this terrible loss. Umachzikim echad at hasheni. Am Yisrael, we're giving each other chizuk, said the bereaved father to Yakir and Ma'or in their jeans and t-shirts. Lo mishaneh im atem chilonim o charedim. It doesn't matter if you're chiloni or charedi. Anechnu yehudim. We're one thing. One people, one nation. Jews. Salvechuk says, Am Yisrael is im Yisrael. You want to be part of the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael? You have to be im Yisrael, with your fellow Jew. Lo mishaneh im atem chilonim acharedim, anechnu yehudim. Kol kahal haminachim, all those who were there to give comfort, hechel b'sheket, everyone was very quiet. Meritit lev lahakshiv leminachem mendel medaber elenu, everyone's listening, and they were all quiet. One second. In eerie silence, is listening with a full heart to pay attention to Menachem Mendel. Ani rotze shetazminu oti l'smachot shalachem. I want you to invite me to your smachot, I say to the father. Hu omer lanu v'sha ani azmin etchem l'smachot shali. We're going to dance at each other's simchas. Hadma'ot pashut hitfartzu me'aleihem. The tears simply burst forth on their own. Kama shniot shel shaket, there was a few seconds of silence. Umabit lamata umimalim, the father looks down and under his breath he mumbles, Mika amcha Yisrael. He's talking to himself, almost to God, and he says about these two secular Jews from Tel Aviv, cannot be more different than this Haredi father speaking Yiddish with their Tel Aviv Ivrit and clothing. And he says to himself, and he says to the Ribbono Shel, look at your people. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. La'achar ha'tfilah, after the prayers in the Sheva house, nigashnu elav, we approached the father. V'lifnei shehispakanu lomar davar nichumim, before we could even offer comfort to him, hu amar lanu, he said to us, todah shabatem. Chizaktem oti, thank you so much for coming. You really gave me chizuk. 9 and 14. Ma'ar va'ani yotzim min habayit. Ma'ar and I left the house. Mistaklim echad al hasheni. We're looking at each other. V'lo matzlichim ledaber. We can't even speak. Lo ma'achlim et ma shekara. We can't even believe what happened. I can't process it. Ba'odi kotev et hashuot ha'elu, ani adayin lo ma'achel. While I'm still writing these lines, I can't believe what happened. Ha'mifageish hazeh miyatzeg et ha'emet shal ha'am shalanu. This meeting proves, represents the truth of our nation. Et ahavat hachinam ha'ein sofit sheyesh beninu. This meeting between two secular Jews from Tel Aviv in their jeans and t-shirts and the bereaved Haredi father who speaks Yiddish represents the truth of our people. The Ahavas Chinam Ha'ein Sofit. There's no end to the boundless love that exists between us. Et Hashutafut L'Ka'ev. We join together in each other's pain, from the God of Hadar to us simple folk. We're all not sleeping at night because we're mishutaf in their pain. והאמונה העצומה שממשיכה לאחר בינינו. This meeting proves between Ma'or, what's his name, the other guy? Yakir. Proves the truth about our people. It proves that there is really Ahava Shechinah, that is Ein Sof, that exists amongst us. And why we should just ask ourselves, does it take a tzara for two Jews who are so different to sit down together? And we're in pain. We're in partnership with each other. We have so much faith. We have so much emuna, even though it doesn't make sense, Ribono Sha'olam. Zu Torah v'zu Schora, said the Malach Yesharis. Really? Rabbi Akiva, who dedicated his whole life to being Marbitz Torah? They're scraping his flesh with metal combs. That's a reward for a life of Torah. Children suffocating to death. Al Nag BaOmer and Meron. Zu Torah. Vizu Schora. Gzeira hi milfanai. It's a gzeira before me, said the Rabbanu Sha'olam. You must accept it. The religious experience, says the Rav, does not always free man from care and pain. The believer is not always without sorrow. He is not always at peace with himself. Quite often he is torn by conflict and doubt. He gropes in the dark. To be religious is not to be confused with living at ease. The religious life is fraught with emotional strife, intellectual tension. But this meeting proves the truth of our nation. The Ahavat Chinam Ein Sofit Sheyesh Beinenu, Et HaShutafut LeKa'ev, we join in pain, VaHa'emuna HaAtzuma SheMamshicha LeEchar Beinenu. Asayim B'Tfila LeYoshev BaMiromim, says the secular Jew from Tel Aviv in his jeans and t-shirt. I will conclude my Facebook post with a prayer to God. He doesn't use the word God, LeYoshev BaMiromim, to He who dwells on high. LaAhavat Chinam, please God bless us with more Ahavas Chinam. LeBisurot Tovot, please bless us only with good news. SheKol Mishpachot HaNisafim Yizku LeNachat Amiti, that all of these families, these bereaved families, the families of the victims, should merit true nachas. V'sha'ani ezkeh l'hiot muzman l'smachot shel Menachem Mendel Hamidahim, and I should be zocha to join at the simcha of wonderful Menachem Mendel. It's a hard week. The angels have questions. Maybe you do not. Maybe you do. Maybe we wonder. We certainly don't understand. But from the pain, we also have joy. And the tears of sorrow are also tears of pride. That we're together. And we have each other. And the two Jews who are so different can sit down and embrace. And that a secular Jew can say, I end with a prayer, LeYoshev Meromim. And that the beauty of Knesset Israel can shine forth from the most terrible, heartbreaking, pain-filled, inexplicable losses. We could wake up in the morning and be so proud of who we are. And that we have been chosen to be part of this nation. And from the pain, says the Rav, I keep mixing up my pages. Only when man lives through the great encounter with the unknown of night, of doubt, of suffering, can he experience the daybreak of a cheerful faith. full of promise and delivery and bliss in the very experience of doom and horror, there is joy. Yatsa Baskova Amra Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Sha'atam Muzman Nechaye Olam Haba. It is our tefillah to the Oshev Maram that we have ultimately the ultimate geula, because in the end of days, Umacha Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim. Hashem will wipe away tears from upon every face. V'cherpas Amo Yasir Me'al Kol Ha'aretz, and the shame of his people he will wipe away from the land. We daven for chizuk for the families, for nechama, for besuras tovos. We should all be invited to each other's smachot. That's his name. Why can't I remember his name? Like Akira and Moar, who want to dance with Menachem Mendel at his future simcha, we should have a week of besuras tovos, of clarity, of heightened emuna, and of finding the joy from the darkness and the pain. Thank you, everybody, very, very much. The neshama of Miriam Fron, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaHasham, Shemarit and Aliyah, and the S'chus of the Torah that we shared. Thank you, everybody. Besuras Tovos. Oh, my nose is running. I need a tissue. Okay, Laila Tov, everybody. Besuras Tovos. Thank you all.